I'm going to be feeding off the last podcast energy a little bit. I was sitting around and thinking, how do I motivate myself to work out? You know, like, I'm at a point where I need to find motivation to work out. I've almost never had this in my life. I've always had some sort of motivation. It's always been like very clear to me. You just got to do it. The last time I felt this way was 4 years ago before I joined the military. And it's so new to me. I'm thinking like, I've got to shift my reasons to work out. I guess at the time when I was really getting into lifting weights and bodybuilding and HIIT and all this sort of stuff, I was just wanting to get really good at it. I also like the transformation that happened with my body at the time. And then I reached this sort of plateau in terms of like cutting, where my body was just not going to just cut at the level I wanted it to. So then I eased up and I was like, well, maybe this will happen over the next 5 years and not over the next 6 months. And I was okay with that. And I am okay with that. I'm at the point though where I'm like the fuck now. You know, I'm pretty good at it. I've got a general pretty damn good understanding of it. I have a good amount of muscle on me all around. The only thing I would say is like I would like to cut a little more, but again, I think that a lot of it has to do with my childhood. You know, I think if you have 17 years being a fat ass, you know, it's going to take longer than, 3 years of hard work to get that, to reverse that shit, you know? 17 years of bad habits, you know, 3 years is not going to reverse. I have to be pretty, I think I did 80% of the work, I'll say that. I think there's like 20% left that's going to take a little while. So then I'm like, all right, well, I'm sort of at the point where I'm like, man, you look great. I never could have imagined reaching the point I am. Very happy with how I look most of the time. I'm also in this weird, stressful area where sometimes I'm not as happy looking in the mirror. But again, I think that has a lot to do with stress and just periods of time. But I'm very happy, and I think I've glorified God through taking care of my body, and I'm very happy and proud of that as well. So I'm at the point now where I'm like, well, what do I do? What do I want? What's my motivation? What's my goals now? It's like a total shift. And I'm like, well, I would like to take care of my body for my wife. I would like her to be, you know, to look at me and be like, oh, you know, I love you and thank you. And oh my God, look how big your muscles are. Oh, it's nothing. I would like that. I think that'd be fun. I think that'd be pretty fun. And the same way I would want her to do it, you know, and she opens the door, I smack her butt. I open the door, I smack her butt. That would be like, that'd be kind of crazy if she did both, you know what I mean? Like she opened the door. All I'm doing in the scenario is smacking her butt. There's not an equal exchange there, but you know, I would like her to work out so that, you know, we're lifting for each other, for the family. And I like that. But then I don't have a girlfriend. So I'm like, well, what's my motivation? It's to take care of myself, sure. That's a good one. But then I'm like, it almost feels like keeping up with the Joneses. There has to be a better phrase than that. It's an old phrase. Rat race, even that's an old phrase. But it almost feels like I'm running on a treadmill. You know, I'm not getting anywhere. So I'm like, fuck, what do I do here? For the love of it? I'm like, for the love of it? Do I love it that much? I'm doing it by myself. You know, I'm in the garage, my own garage filled with shit. I'm like, I don't know how much I love it right now. So, What do you do? You don't be fat. That's not an option. You almost need to find a motivation. What is it? I thought about this too, because I'm not a very good cook, and I'm worried when I date someone, she's not going to be a good cook either, and then I'm going to be like, oh, sorry, this is what I do. I just throw sausages and potatoes in an air fryer and put a little salt on it, and that's just kind of what I eat. Sorry, I make a spinach wrap with a sausage in the middle. That's what I do because I'm single and I don't want to learn how to. Because the thing is, if I do learn how to cook, I'm keeping up the rat race. I'm like, oh, fuck, now I need to get more recipes. It's a new week. But it's funny too, because the last podcast I was thinking about, like, what do you do with your free time? And I realized part of that has to do with me. I've got to take up more responsibility. And once I thought about that, things became a lot easier. And maybe I got to take more responsibility for my cooking, more responsibility for my weightlifting. Maybe I do. Maybe I just got to like take it on. Maybe I do. Maybe I probably do because when I think about not doing it, it just sounds, it's like, oh, I can just do all these other things and fuck off. And I know I can't do that. I know I can't do that. So then I'm like right back where I started. And I'm like, fuck, can I not enjoy myself anymore? Is there no more enjoyment to life? Because I get massive enjoyment praising God and glorifying God. That's where most of my enjoyment comes from. All of my true joy comes from that. The rest of that's sort of just pleasure. From like little things like food and making a joke, making someone laugh. That's just kind of pleasure things. But like truly glorifying God is, praising God is where I get most of my true joy from. And I don't know how to do that in terms of weightlifting. And maybe that's the next journey I'm on, is to figure out how to glorify God through my weight training. Maybe I've used it in a sort of negative manner for a long time, and that I don't know how to have a healthy relationship with it. That may be true. Literally, my whole relationship to weight training might need to change. That may be true. Because I know for sure my whole relationship with meeting girls has changed. The whole relationship with that, like I've noticed that I've noticed that a lot recently, that all of that's changed ever since I found God and found Jesus, like the or truly became born again, I'll say that. Because it's something where everything starts to make sense and I can start being more open and available and all that good stuff. My whole relationship to strangers has changed. And to myself. And I think that a lot of what's happening is I'm shedding my old skin and I'm figuring out, okay, how do I get renewed in this great thing, which is being a believer? What's interesting is I think Kendrick's going through that as well. In his new album, I've always said that he's going to come out with a gospel album. All right, maybe not this one. This was the closest thing he could get to it without literally being a gospel album, though, I feel like, right? Like, this has overtones of God all within it. He's talking about culture and he's talking about what's not culture. And he's saying that basically we've lost our deeper, our sort of, we've lost our connection to something deeper in our culture. And he's very correct. He's all sorts of correct. The culture has changed, and it's what they call culture, what we call culture, should not be culture. It's changed. He is going to come out with a gospel album. I can genuinely feel God working through him. I was looking at Michelangelo paintings this morning, sculptures. I mean, just absolutely tremendous. And I feel like Kendrick Lamar may be the closest we have to like the one of the great artists. Like, he's one of the greatest artists I think alive at the moment. Truly, I think he's one of the greatest artists. So that makes me excited. I'm gonna keep listening to it because I think that there are some in there that need multiple listens. And I've listened to the album twice, you know, kind of doing other things at the same time, having gotten a complete in-depth, you know, version of it. But it's freaking tremendous. Freaking tremendous. I love it. Very happy with it. You know, and it seems like other people like it too. I read the comments and they're like, one was like, I'm an Asian in another country, and I cried listening to this whole album. I hate that like race is like that now. Like, why do we need to say that? Just say I'm in another country. That's all you gotta say. I'm an Asian. Oh, I'm glad you have emotions too, even though you're an Asian. So this whole thing of like becoming born again is so interesting. I'm really excited about it at the same time because, and I know this sounds silly, it just sounds silly coming out of my mouth, but a lot of my relationship to a lot of things is changing, and I've noticed that I can feel joy in areas where I thought I couldn't before. I've noticed that things that. Things that I didn't think I could face, or I didn't know how to face, I can face now, which is tremendous. That's one of the greatest things ever, is actually thinking, oh my God, I'm staring into this thing I didn't think I would be able to look into. And thank God for that. And it's something that I now look at, like Gary Vee, I look at my old notes, which is a lot of these influencers, these false idols, false prophets. They, in their best case, are a hug. You know, when you're feeling really bad today, you know, someone said something mean at work, you got cut off in traffic, you woke up poorly, you know, you ordered your coffee and it came out not how you ordered it, and you're like, motherfucker. You're upset and you show up at work and, you know, they can sense you're upset and they go, hey, buddy. And they give you like a good old tap on the shoulder, maybe like a good shoulder squeeze and say, hey, man, things will be okay. You know, best case scenario, that's what that is. Best case scenario porn is a girl doing it, saying, like, hey, things will be all right, buddy. But obviously that doesn't acknowledge something deeper, which is like this worthiness issue, this like this sense of self-ownership over their lives. They don't have that. They don't know how to overcome it. I don't want to say on their own, but they don't know how to not rely on others and to re and you know what I mean? Like they can't. There's an independence that we all need to have. We all need to have our own personal relationship with God. We all need to have that. And this Gary Vee movement isn't going to be an alternative to that. It can't be an alternative to that. It's not a, you know, but I have Gary Vee. No, you do, great, but that's not going to help you. You know, he's going to, again, give you a little hug and he's going to say, things will be okay, man. Work harder. But what are you working at? Are you working at the thing that's right for you? Or do you feel okay with the thing that you're doing? These are all things that Christ works with you through. He's the one that says, like, hey man, I pray for you, things will go good for you. I know the Father, I come from the Father. You will do well, you know, and I pray. Like, the fact that Jesus prayed for us is one of the deepest things. He is God. He is literally God, and he still prayed for us. He still got baptized. He still did all these things. I think that's one of the most tremendous things ever. I read that prayer like three times this morning. The fact that he prayed for us is so beautiful to me. So it is him, you know? It's not these like false freaking idols that can help us out. So I think that we can begin to work on a lot of the things that we thought we couldn't, and I thought that we couldn't face. And we can begin to heal from it. We begin to say, hey, I'm sorry, and we get to grieve, and we get to just all those feelings of just unworthiness and sadness we can finally let go of. And it's so beautiful. Thank God. Good news. Yeah, that's the good news. And I'm so grateful for it. And so it's a thing of like we've got to find a way to glorify God in all that we do. And I think that is actually scripture. Glorify God in all that we do. So then you go, oh, well, how much do I need to lift when I lift weights? How much do I need to eat when I eat? How much of this do I really need to do? And you know what I mean? How much of it do I really need to do? And you just go, okay, God, this is how I'm feeling, so I'm working with it. And you'll feel your sense of displeasure. You'll feel your sense of like, I need to keep going because I'm not satisfied. And if you have God with you, you say, don't worry, my son, this is good for you. And you say, oh, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Don't worry, my son, things will be all right. Oh, thank you. I think that that happens. And I think that that is what will and save us. And then after, if, say, we failed and we didn't listen to God, we say, hey, Lord, I'm sorry. Lord, forgive me as I have forgiven all those in my life. I will listen. And thank God he'll stay by us. Thank God for that. I don't know what the future of this podcast is going to be. I don't know. Because I've been doing these and they've been very, very religious. And I love that they're religious. And I would like to honestly keep doing that. In all honesty, like when I go to work, I'm not like faffing. I'm not, you know what I mean? I'm not being deeper and I'm not bringing as much religion into work, but I bring a lot of humor and jokes, which I don't bring necessarily to this podcast. But a lot of this podcast, I guess, is me compensating for not having that sort of ability to be intellectual at in my personal life. So I have this podcast to work all those ideas out, which is partly why I'm not sharing this. It's like, I enjoy it and I just want to get better at the art. And it is praising God. That's probably why I love doing this, because it is praising God. I'm on here and I'm saying how God relates to my life at the moment and how I hope and pray that he works into your lives. And if this can help, I think that's fucking fantastic. I think that's literally like the most fantastic. That's what I mean by that. And I'm constantly writing a new story, which I'm so excited for. That's glory to God for that. I am so excited for that. And I'm working out the details of how to tell it in a way where you can feel Jesus within it. You can feel his love within it, because it's a love story. It's a love story about a guy and a girl in high school. And yeah, you can feel the, I want to feel the love within it, and I want there to be just powerful, minimal overtones of sin. But very powerful, but enough to where you're like, oof, man, this is rough. But there's also this glorious thing going on, and oh man, what's gonna happen? That's sort of the feeling I want to get. Like, so I think as a guy, a really good romance story is how do we feel we deserve God's glory or God's love, right? And the feel like her love, let's say, is so pure, so holy and so divine that we, as a man, just go, man, am I worthy of that? Can I take that on? Because these are all the terrible things I do. you list up in your mind, like, I do all these horrible things, so I must not be worthy. And then she's like, no, 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 I still love you. And you're like, ah, how do I feel about this? And that to me is sort of the story I'm trying to tell. It's the, again, relationship with Christ that Jesus Christ that everybody has, where they go, I'm so unworthy. And Christ said, I love you and I forgive you anyways. So I'm like, oh my gosh, thank you. And he says, you know, follow me. And you say, I will. Because no matter how awful I am, I can still follow you and you can lead me to the path of greatness and glory and the Most High. The Most High. And I can be forgiven for all the horrible things I've done. And that's amazing to me. And that's sort of what I'm trying to get inside this story. Very, very excited for it. Very, very excited. I want to try to copyright my other story too. I should wait on it. I don't know how I feel about it. I think I should wait on it. I think I'll change it up a lot. I should take it easy. Take it easy. And is there anything else? I think that's it. I think that's all I got today. If you're listening, thank you. If you've shared it, thank you. If you're a repeated listener, thank you. You know, if you feel it in your heart, review it. But as long as you keep listening, as long as you enjoy it, that's all I care about. Thank you so much.